Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. This episode is about Back from the Future. No, I didn't make a mistake. I'm not talking about Back to the Future movie, or even three of those movies. And if you are a bit younger, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but check them out. The car is cool. Well, it's still a nice plot, and if you want to go to the backstory as well, there are some really interesting facts how they actually made it. So what does it mean, back from the future? I mean, you should look into the future. 5, 10 years ahead when you're building your company, when you're building your MVP. Don't look at where the ball is now. Look at where it's going to be, how the world will change. Build your business in a way that you will be cutting edge, leading it in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time. And I do not mean it in a way that you cannot make business now. I mean you plan it in a way that you are future-proven, like the encryption needs to be nowadays quantum-proven, even though I don't think they can actually make it because they are breaking them, theoretically, almost like a weekly basis nowadays. But nevertheless, look in the future. And I will take an example of this one. If you've been not living under a rock, and this is a kind of a joke, so don't take any offense if you've been living under the rock. DALL-E, Stable Diffusion, are new machine learning models. It's been used for images, image content. And they can do amazing stuff. Just a few words, text, and you can come up with images, even photographs, which are just completely made up, but they look like real. So if you want to make a picture or painting out of whatever imaginary scene you have in mind, and you want to have it in a maybe Picasso style, DALL-E style, whatever, you can come up with a few words that will happen. My point is not to talk about these new amazing tools you should definitely check out if you haven't, but my point is that they change even now. A lot of the business models, revenue models, are ways people are starting to see and do stuff in the future. Why would I buy, for example, any stock photos if I can just type a few strings and make the one I like? Like espresso cup in a cafe, having an epic lightning reflection from the window, and using a Leica lens with aperture of 1.4. Yeah. I might be talking gibberish for you now, but you will figure out if you go and check those prompts. But my point is that whatever you can imagine, you probably can create yourself virtually free. So you don't really need to pay anyone to have photos, which probably other people are using as well. So this will change the way some businesses work and will not work because there's no business to be done anymore. So if your current business idea relies on the things keep on going as they are at this moment without taking into account these new models and ways of doing things, you are not future proven. That might be an issue. Why would you waste your time doing a good job for things which are not in demand, or it's really hard to sell something what you can basically get for free? I do understand it's hard to keep up with all the developments, there's too much in the world happening. But when you're thinking about your business model, when you're thinking about what you're doing and why you're doing and how you're doing it, just keep this in mind. It's probably more future-proven if you focus on the problem, the big problem, what do you want to solve? And you can change the means, the solutions, the products as the technology changes. Sometimes changes and adjustments are okay, and you can do them, and they don't really change the fundamental underlying business idea. But in some occasions, it might be that it's actually in the middle of what are you doing, and you need to start to think about something else. A few weeks ago, I spoke with an entrepreneur who was planning to do something in the content space, and this was exactly the issue, and I recommended that person to take a look what's happening, reconsider. Because it's a shame that you will build something that will not probably yield too much of a results. Maybe you can do a quick exit in a year or two, but it will not be a scalable business for years to come. Come back from the future and see how your business looks like from that perspective.